from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves open day pivotal 3-game series against the Phillies with a 3-1 win at Truist Park. Back at it tonight. What are we getting from Fried, Mike? What are we going to get from Fried?
Man, we need the good Fried, not the bad Fried. We need Fried to look like the guy that was off to a great start after he had that little hiccup in Philly. Man, he's hurting himself, too. A big picture with the contract. I know he's not thinking about that just yet, but still, Carl, after last night and the amazing effort from Ronaldo Lopez, you need Fried to be on his best, man. I mean, we really do need him to step up because you could. I mean, I don't have any illusions going into the series about winning the division, but certainly put some pressure on Philly, right? I
totally agree. And by the way, there's nothing that says these guys won't choke it away. Seriously.
Right. And they may just do like the Mets did a couple years ago. That's right. Not an impossibility. Look, it was a gritty performance last night, a little playoff-type atmosphere, certainly buoyed by the presence of Andy, Randy, Bo, and Abe. Buying home plate.
The big money crew.
The big money crew.
Yeah.
But that was great. And everything last night that you saw, I mean, it was there was tension. There was the bullpen. How about Holmes last night? You know, Kenny Powers did a fantastic job.
He did. I'm with you, man. There was an intensity last night that we needed. And it started with Ronaldo Lopez. Let's be honest. Him striking guys out and getting after it to start that game, I mean, that really set the tone. We're going to talk more about our Braves coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Coming up in 15 minutes, I will tell you what happened today, and you won't believe it.
What the hell happened today?
It's coming up in 15 minutes. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, first things first, and that is Sean Payton announces his quarterback, and that is Bo Nix. All right, Mike, is Bo Nix going to ball out for the Broncos?
Well, he sure looks good, man. Everything you've seen on tape, you know, I mean, we only see the highlights. We don't see the bad stuff, but he sure looked good out there, man. He's making good throws. He's always had the athleticism.
Yo, Broncos country. Let's ride, baby.
No, Russell, you're in Pittsburgh. You're in Pittsburgh now. Bo Nix is going to be our starting quarterback. In case you're wondering, what's the hole up, swole up? Payton says, I felt like, and I said this to you guys 2 weeks ago, quarterback room has been outstanding. We're kind of going through our process.
Okay.
At the beginning of the all, just speaking with the GM and the coach, blah, blah, blah. We're not in a hurry to arrive at those type of decisions. He's been outstanding. Obviously, there's a ton of room for growth. There's a lot of things he needs to work on, but he obviously is going to be that starting quarterback.
All right. So
Payton being Payton.
No doubt.
Being coached hard.
Yes. Bo Nix fans, stand up. We'll see what he does. Nix is starting. Caleb Williams is starting. Drake May's not starting. Jaden Daniels is starting. We know Penix is not starting. Mike, the other guy got hurt, and that's J.J. McCarthy. So this is what it's going to be. Those other guys that we just mentioned are not going to start the season as the number one, but interesting stuff. All right, we'll see what Bo Nix does. And here's the thing, too. For anybody that believed in Zach Wilson, this should prove it. Right. Mike, He leaves the Jets. You say, give him a new chance. He can play. He can't play. He's not any good.
No, man, we knew going into the season there were certain guys out there that you just, you know, second chance. By the way, I mentioned this to you yesterday. Is Sam Darnold going to be, is this guy we're going to be talking about?
He's going to grab it. He's going to grab it.
I mean, there's guys that you get opportunities in so many moments, and like, it does, just because you don't, like with Drake May, just because you don't look good necessarily week one, that team might be a disaster.
Oh, I agree. They're not talented.
You know, but still, fans, when you get drafted high, that first top 10 fans expect you to come out and be the man, establish yourself.
More on the Falcons practice today, and we'll hear more from Kirk Cousins coming up. Meanwhile, Arthur Smith, our former head coach, who's now the OC for the Pittsburgh Steelers, was talking about the offensive mistakes that have been made. He does not accept them, Mike, and they've got to improve.
When you get off track with pre-snap issues, which was an issue the first game, and then you get into the last one and you have possession downs, false start, you get off track, you're going to make yourself one-dimensional. It's a hard way to make a living. So, you know, that's not our standard, and that's not acceptable. But at the same time, you'd rather go through that now than have that happen week one.
Yeah, man, and you can't put that on the quarterbacks if the guards are moving or the tackles are moving. But, you know, there are some things they've got to do better just based on what we've seen in the highlights. Neither quarterback looks like he's ready to start for the Steelers.
We should destroy this offensive line. I'm just telling you
guys
right now.
The injuries, the issues?
This should be the advantage, and it should be. All right, we're a few weeks away. In this game, we should destroy their offensive line. We should be pressuring these quarterbacks and Mike forcing them into three and outs and making mistakes. Mm. And just like with Russell, running around, short passes.
No, that's a convenient narrative.
Art, you know it's true. Dropping the ball off. By the way, Joe Patrick's up at practice today.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, first team defensive line is really getting after it.
Nice.
In this second half script. I mean, like, Ebba Cady had a couple of sacks, Mike. Kentavious Street, Grady Jarrett also flashing. Eddie Goldman looks strong. Hey. This is from Joe just a few hours ago at practice. We should get after the Steelers' offensive line. You heard me say it. That's got to be the deal come week one. Now, Art says this, Mike. He's not worried about it because when he was with the Titans in 2019, they had a poor preseason offensively, and this is what they did in week one.
We got to get out our own way, and those are things that we have to clean up. So that's kind of what the way I assess it. The longer you've been in this, I go back to some of my own experiences. In 19, I didn't think we were great in the preseason. Coming opening day, we scored 40-something points against the Browns. Not saying we're going to do that in Atlanta, but we hope to. But it's just, you got to have context.
By the way, we could not find any confirmation that Arthur said he wants to put 40 on the Falcons.
That was the closest thing right there where he says, right. I'm not telling you we're going to. We'd like to. Well, of course, everybody's like to score 40 points. Mike, I think, and this is just me thinking out loud, if these defenses live up to it, it's not going to be a high-scoring game. It should be, you know, again, if we told me it would be 24 or 20 or something of that nature, I think that's probably where this game would be. But I don't expect any team to get blown out in week one with these defenses.
Right. A lot of guys, I'm reading some camp notes from Sports Illustrated on the Steelers. Apparently the wide receivers haven't been dazzling either.
Mm.
You know, trying to help out those quarterbacks that are trying to, you know, obviously win this job. So that's Pickens and the draft picks and everything else. And guys like Van Jefferson.
Yeah. Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers, this has been a tough camp for you. Is that right?
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. I give Robert a lot of credit because he, from the start of the offseason, said this is going to be a tough training camp. And I think it's been a lot of reps for the ones. He told me the other day we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 more reps, I think, at this point in camp than last year. And it feels like it, but it's good. I think it's going to allow us to maybe be a little more ready.
Do you call Dad Dad or do you call Dad by his first name? Do you call Coach Coach or do you call him Robert? That's so nonchalant by Aaron Rodgers. Just, you know, Robert. What are you guys, hanging out every night?
Well, that's kind of, you know, how he operates. You know, he's on that equal footing with Robert Sala.
What if Cousins, instead of calling him Coach Rye, yeah, you know, me and Raheem did some things. Yeah, we were hanging out
it
last night.
It doesn't sound the same, right?
I mean, you can say Coach Rob, but there's a coach in there. I mean, I don't care whether you're a junior high volleyball coach, you still get the right to be called coach.
Exactly.
And all the way up to a guy at the NFL level.
What was the Deion thing a couple years ago where he walked out of that interview because the guy was like, he kept calling him Deion. He's like, no, it's Coach. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't call Nick Saban Nick, would you? Call me by Coach Sanders.
He's
he kept calling him Deion.
He's right.
What's my name? No, I'm with you. Like, Aaron Rodgers, we talked about this yesterday. The Ian O'Connell book, Out of the Darkness. Not Heart of Darkness. That's another. That's a whole other thing. That's been made in movies a few times. But yeah, this is where he's had to answer a lot of questions around his locker about stuff that's come out in the book. So I mean, in addition to getting ready for the 24 season, you know, he's got to go back and take stock of some things that he said or things have been said about him.
What else is going on around the league, Mike? We were talking about injuries.
Yeah, Penei Sewell, and he's pro bowler and arguably one of the top linemen in the league, apparently leaves the practice of the Lions with some sort of a foot injury. So apparently took his shoe off, and he was described as walking gingerly. They put the shoe back on, Carl,
Okay.
But apparently it was very gingerly. So just keep an eye on that for a guy that obviously stirs the drink, you know, certainly as far as how that offensive line operates.
Interesting. Let's hear
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From Jerry Jones, Mike, he was on KDFW Fox 4 in Dallas talking about CeeDee Lamb.
We're in good shape there, and we are having promising talks. Say, well, why you keep talking? Won't you do something? Again, as in anything, it takes both of you there at the same time. But I believe it's got the proper amount of everything, emphasis, importance for everybody involved here, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this to you a million times. He's losing it.
I'm going to continue to talk in circles about CD. We love CD. We need CD out there, but not for $33 million. Apparently, that's his talk to him.
Again, as in anything, it takes both of you there at the same time.
Look, yeah. Just pay him the $35 million, Joe. It's $2 million. You'll make it work in the cap. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, pay this man. Pay this man.
He's $2 million shy of what Jefferson's getting. That's what he wants.
I know. By the way, did you see the Cowboys hotel caught on fire? Nobody was injured.
Yeah, this is the one in Oxnard, California. They always do 2 weeks out in SoCal. So, yeah, apparently a mysterious grease fire.
Fire department was called to the team hotel before 5 p.m. There was a fire reported in an empty guest room. Right. And at the time of the fire, the Cowboys were holding a walkthrough. So they were just a few hundred yards away. Yeah. But footage from the scene, Mike, plume of smoke coming from one of the buildings. Residents Residence Inn is where it happened.
I'm sorry, that's an inside joke I'll just share. When my dad's stepbrother, who's a bit sketchy, he's up in heaven now, but he was like, it's kind of like the bad cop in Internal Affairs.
Yeah.
And he opened up a
great movie.
He opened up a sports bar in Queens, and my dad's like, what are you going to name it? Mysterious Grease Fire? In other words, you're going to take the insurance money.
No
but
doubt.
Yeah, but nobody heard out there with the Cowboys. The other stuff we've been talking about is, and we talked with Steve Wyche, is guys that want to play and guys, you know, that want to get out there. I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Steelers, we talked about Russell Wilson wanting to get more, you know, get more snaps, get more reps. I guess he wants to just put some stuff out there to show Tomlin he's going to be. Don't you think we're going to see Russell Wilson?
I do.
Or you think it's a toss-up?
No, I think he'd have to play terribly bad in this third preseason game, or the injury is hampering him. Here's right. The other thing we hadn't talked about. So Arthur Smith said this, too, because it kind of went in one ear and out the other. He said he did not think Russell was going to play in the second preseason game and gave him credit for going out there. Well, Mike, what he's telling you is Russ is still a little banged up.
Mm.
But they wanted to see him because all this conversation about, hey, it's Justin's job. So he goes out there. I don't know if this dude is 100%. I just don't. And now you're talking about playing in the third preseason game where most teams are resting their starters and not even attempting to play them.
Yeah.
You want to go out there? There's something to that.
Hey, we talked about it earlier in the show for guys that missed it. Some of the photos are up there. Kirk Cousins coming down the water slide, that brand new big water slide over there at Fins Up at Margaritaville at Lake Lanier. He said that he always wanted to have a water park day for him and his teammates. I guess, you know, they didn't get to do that up in Minnesota or in Washington, so it was something he wanted to do. Everybody had a blast, and a lot of fans are looking at it saying that's kind of like a fun team-building exercise. Everybody's out there having a good time.
I love it. By the way, speaking of practice today, and again, we're talking about practice, but we've seen this, and we've been telling you this for the last few weeks. Mooney had one of the biggest catches of camp, a diving catch along the sidelines from Cousins. But what got me even more fired up about practice today, and there was a scrimmage that they had, Kyle Pitts, 40-yard touchdown pass, one of the biggest plays of the day from Cousins.
Not a game.
That gets me
not
excited.
Not a game.
That gets me excited.
We're talking about practice.
It gets me excited, Mike.
Now,
Pitts, come on, Pitts.
See, the thing is, if we come out and stink it up against Pittsburgh, everyone's going to say, yeah, you didn't play your starters in the preseason. I know it. I know it's coming. But, I mean, guys have been dealing with injuries. They did get the work. Look, the stuff in Miami went a long way. But we've seen it. We've seen Pitts and Cousins. Look, I'll use the phrase, dynamic.
Yes.
And we've seen it with Drake London, right? And
totally.
You've seen it with Mooney. So I think Mooney, to Steve's point, Steve was asking, like, you know, what's up with we have other options. And there's also some younger guys. Maybe Blair even gets on the field, right? You know what I mean?
I totally agree. Blair's had a really good camp, too. More from camp coming up. Camp's broke, guys, by the way, but they are practicing and preparing for this third preseason game. We got cuts coming up. All these things as we pare down and get ready for week one. When we come back, though, what had me saying today? Hold up! Stop! It's next.
I can't wait. I've been waiting.
Coming up, you'll hear Lorenzo Carter in just a few minutes. Andy and Randy had a chance to catch up with him after sitting front row last night at the Braves game. So for weeks and weeks, I have been searching for a tree company. And my wife has been saying, I really don't want to be here when you have these trees cut down. Now, we have a few dead trees,
right,
which if you own a home, you know those trees can fall on your home and destroy your home. And then you're talking about an insurance claim, et cetera. So I said, well, let's get some of these dead trees down. And while we're at it, we'll get some of the perimeter stuff done.
Right.
So I called
I'm going through the same thing you are right now, trying to figure out which is going to stay and which trees are going to go.
So I called a company, and they came out. And today was the day. So I'll be completely honest with you guys. I didn't do anything today but watch out of a window to see how this was all going to go down after they showed up.
Right.
So they showed up this morning, bright and early. They were ready to go. All my neighbors were aware, you know, because it's loud. I mean, they got all this equipment. And so I'm there, and I'm like, yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, trees are marked. You guys, if you need anything, let me know.
Right.
Go inside. The first tree they cut is dead. And as they're cutting it, and if you don't know this, they have to do it from holding the top of the tree with ropes.
Right.
And then you cut the bottom because if you climb a tree that's dead, you could fall on that
right.
tree, right? You could break your neck or whatever. So they're cutting this tree, and all of a sudden, boom! First tree hits the house.
What?
I told you.
It hit the house?
I told you.
You got to be kidding me.
And Michelle goes, oh, hell no! And I'm like, what happened? And she said, you didn't hear that? I said, no, what happened? She said, the tree hit the house. I said, no, it did not. So I run outside, and all of these guys are like nine guys out there, right? This wasn't even the biggest tree that they were going to take down. So I'm like, what happened? And all of these guys are just looking at me.
Just staring at you blankly?
Nobody's saying anything.
That's not good.
I said, what happened? So then I look up, and I see that my gutter on the top of my roof line has been damaged. And I'm like, what else is going on up there? Now I'm freaking out.
Right?
Michelle is still in the house.
I'd be a race car in the red.
Oh, hell no. I'm like, this is the first tree you guys are taking out. What's going on? Again, Mike, they're all looking at me like nobody's speaking. So at that point, turn off everything. Stop. We're done. Everybody go home. We're done. We're finished. And everybody's still looking at me like, is he serious right now? Do we still cut these trees down that he has? No! Stop everything!
Yeah, you're done.
You're finished! So immediately, right? I mean, like within 2 minutes of me going out and saying that, and these guys are still looking at me like, is he real right now?
How close was the tree to the house, by the way?
20 feet.
Okay, they'd be really good at their job. Was this the guy chopping the trees first day on the job?
No. So what happened was, as they cut the tree, and this is why you can't climb these dead trees, it snapped.
Right.
And it broke in an area where, as it was swinging, one part broke off and hit the house. The other part went the other way. Now, here's the good news. After evaluating the damage, it's not as significant as I thought, even though
150,000.
It seems like it was really a damaging deal when the gutter looks like it's all broken.
Are you sure there's no structural damage to the roof next to the gutter?
This is the thing. So I get this call like 2 minutes later. Boop. Guy's like, sir, we're coming out. I got my guy. We're coming out to fix it. You know, we're sending him out immediately. So I'm like, you know, yes, sir, whatever. Michelle's in the background. Oh, hell no. So she's going crazy. Guy shows up. He's a contractor. He's going to fix everything, Mike. But as we went through this process and the main guy comes out, because this was his crew, he's hot. And he's like, what the hell happened? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's the first tree. You guys are supposed to cut all these trees. I don't trust you. Out of here. Stop. Right. Done. He goes, sir, we can do this job. We'll finish the job for you. And what else can I do for you? I said, well,
you can knock $500 off.
I said, well, that tree there. and these limbs up here, I really need done. And this tree over by my neighbor's
yard. Push it as far as you can.
Really needs to come down as well. We'll take care of it. Did you say I'm getting new gutters? Yes, we did. This is awesome. Okay. What about gutter covers? Because we're taking care of that.
Nice.
Mike, a tragic situation today turned into, a really pretty good deal for me.
I mean, tragic for the gutter.
Yes, it was a tragic situation because, again, I'm like, nobody wants to fix anything on your house. You guys know this. This is why you're getting the trees down. You don't want to hurt you're trying to avoid this.
This, now, in my experience with this, the guys are like surgeons. It's surgical.
Yeah, we've had it done tons of times
before. And I've had guys without taking down my brand new fence or the house or anything else. Yeah, I would be as hopping mad as you
are. Done!
Because you are like me when things like this happen. You are a race car in the red. So, and I would say the same thing. Get your axe, get your truck, and get the...
Everybody. Get the... And literally, they stood around for probably 10 minutes. I don't know if they thought I was joking or like, this has never happened. So the guy comes out, he says, look, 23 years of doing this. We've had this happen one time. Right. I got an assessment of the damage. I got pictures. I see everything that's going on. Right. It's not as bad as I thought.
Shingles?
It's just basically the gutter got banged. I mean, honestly, the gutter saved the roof, to be quite honest with you.
What about the psychological damage?
Well, that's the thing.
This is where I think...
That's the thing.
You know, I think we should call up somebody that we as an advertiser here on the radio station, because I think your wife's been traumatized. I think you've been traumatized.
Okay, so you want to know how traumatized she is? And I want to say this, and we'll move forward. I just told you guys, you'd never believe. So I was so freaked. I didn't do jack today. You hear me? I literally was like sitting in the window with my arms crossed going, what are you guys going to screw up next? That's after the big guy came, of course, and added all that stuff. So I said to Michelle, I said, where are you at right now? She said, in the basement. I'm not going upstairs. I'm not watching this. She's traumatized. She cannot watch She cannot watch him cut these limbs and these trees. That's what it sounded like. She can't do it. It's been an incredibly stressful day, a very exciting day at the same time. But, Mike, I feel like I got a win out of this.
No, I mean, look, if you, like if you could get the gutter replaced and knock off four more trees, I think you know, it's a net win. That's a net positive.
That's how I feel. Right. That's how I feel. So, right. Yard should be clear.
Did, at any time, the fact that you're on a 100,000-watt radio station come up in the minds of the contractor?
No. I wasn't going to pull that out.
Do
until the
you
end.
Know who I am?
No, I don't ever do that. I don't ever do that. He was just, he's an honest dude. They're trying to do the best job they could. I saw it, but I didn't realize what happened until she was like, oh, hell no. And she lost her mind.
No, because like when they did the stuff in my house, and again, an arborist is just an expensive word for the guy who cuts down the trees. The arborist comes out and says, well, that one's okay. That one's got to go.
Yeah, how do they know what's cracked and what's not
That's
inside?
What I said. And they, well, they, apparently you can look at the pine cones, and if there's a bunch of pine cones, that means that tree's going to die.
Healthy or not.
No, if it's got a bunch that are like, it's extending, or in all the pine cones, that means it's about to... And it's going to pass out his pine cones for rebirth.
So. Okay, you know what? I've been traumatized enough today. Can you stop this now?
Yeah. And now you're freaking me out, because if I have any money left over after this trip to Europe, we're supposed to get some more trees taken down.
No, listen. There, and here's the moral of the story, all right? After losing my cool, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Horn has like the great Northwest being
taken
down.
By the way, what do you Google? Paul Bunyan?
but I do want to say, here's the deal. They made it right.
Right.
And Mike, that's at the end of the day when you go, all right, it's not going to cost you anything.
The customer is always right.
We're going to fix everything. Right. And more importantly, we're going to do the job. And then you go, okay, great. So how was your day? That's my day. How was your day?
No, that's when they came to my house. This is back last year. First of all, it ain't cheap. That's another thing. It ain't cheap. So if you could work it the way you did and get the gutter fixed and get the trees, because
I need new gutters all the way around there.
First time the guys came to the house and asked about the trees, and I'm like, how much is that? Oh, that's me $17,000. I literally went, that's funny. No, seriously, how much? So for you guys out there that are listening, don't buy a house.
Man. It ended up being fine. 404-726-0929. We will play Lorenzo Carter for you coming up from the midday, guys. I just had to share that because I know we live in the forest here in Atlanta, in Georgia, period. And I know many of you are going through it.
And I love the Georgia. I love looking up at those Georgia pines. But
they
some
suck.
Of those are just,
they suck.
They're just, that's not safe for your house.
They cut one of these trees down today, just to tell you. And they're dropping it. This tree was cracked from the inside.
Right.
You can't see it. So you'd never know. Mike, when a storm would have hit, a bad storm, that thing would have easily cracked. And you don't know it because, it looks healthy. It's this. When they lowered it, he was like, look in the inside of this.
Right on.
All right.
It's traumatizing. Well, you worked it good.
That's, oh, hell no.
I mean, I think the customer's always right. I think I'm proud of you. And now I'm not saying I want to wish something that hits anything near my house, but if I can work a crew the way you worked a crew, I might be able to get all the trees taken down.
Everybody stop!
No, dude, I can see you. Did you have a shirt on? Did you have a shirt on?
I felt like I went in a warehouse and everything just stopped for a second. All right, man. 404-726-0929. Lamar, thank you for your tweet. He says, it's a win, Dukes. It's a win. That's how I feel. All right, we got plenty more to get to. Big O's got Yeah Man, No Man. Lorenzo Carter on the way. Also, we're going to talk to one of our favorite dudes, Ian Valentino, NFL analyst for the 33rd team, coming up next hour. Stay right there.
Timber!
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. Kirby Smart gets one of the best compliments anybody could ever get as a college football coach. You'll hear it. And also, Eli Drinkwitz, who's a coach at Missouri, Mike, calling out his fans. The season hadn't even started. He's calling out his fans.
Guy's making some loot, and I think a lot of folks, you know, if you're so focused on your team, you didn't realize what a good finish that Mizzou had to last year's season and the expectations this year. So, yeah, it's interesting. We'll get to it because I think he has some valid points if you want to be taken seriously.
No doubt. All right. Turtles off, by the way. He'll be in for the night show tonight at 7, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Coming up, not only Dog Report, but Ian Valentino, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. We'll go around the league with him. Kirk Cousins also saying today, Mike, this is the closest we'll get to our preseason, meaning we're not going to play, but I want to do more of this. Talking about the scrimmage they had today, more about that scrimmage and who played well. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtles out. That means Big O has Yeah Man, No Man. What's going on with you today, man?
I'm doing well, guys. It's a good day. Good day. Good Wednesday.
It is. By the way, I know that I said this earlier, but the weather today felt like fall. Like this morning.
It had a real fall vibe this morning. Like, made me want to go, well, I'm not a pumpkin guy, but I understand the need if somebody wanted to go grab some pumpkin lattes this morning. It was kind of one of those. Yeah, one of those more.
I hear you. No, it's listen, the stores already have Halloween stuff out. It's yep. crazy. Almost,
yeah.
So tons. Did Publix today. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Tons of Halloween stuff out.
By the way, I guess everybody's going to, I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but it's already a hot item that's been ordered on Amazon is the Australian breakdancer costume for Halloween of that lady that really had no experience and shouldn't have been there.
Oh, Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn.
Yeah. Rachel Gunn. The sad thing about it, just because, funny enough, my first story is about the Olympics. I was telling my wife about this. I was like, she can't dance. She's not great at dancing. But her name gave her, like, the perfect breakdancing name. Rachel Gunn, Ray Gunn. Right. And it's just wasted. It's just wasted. Yeah. Like, you had the opportunity to have, like, the best breakdancing name.
Ray Gunn's a good hip-hop name, too.
It's a great name. Yeah. It's a great hip name, and you just wasted it.
If I was, getting back in the, showing my skills from the day, Carl, back at Sunrise Mall, bringing out the cardboard, I'd probably go with Beef and Cheddar.
Okay.
Or maybe 8-Piece. What do you like better for my rap name or my hip-hop game name?
Either one of those work. For Ray Gunn, by the way, with that name, you would feel like they would be an amazing pop locker. Right,
they'd be able to do a lot more than what she did. Yes.
I would that name, like, or Ray Gunn's
or
coming.
A 32-year-old woman hopping around like a kangaroo,
so crawling around on the ground like my infant son does. Yes,
I thought I thought her popping game would be more, but yeah, whatever.
It was lacking
in all areas, by the way.
In all,
to the point so much that she single-handedly may have killed the sport in the Olympics.
Oh, it's done.
Well, what happens?
Not coming back.
It's not coming back. I've come to find out. So, what happens with that is the host cities. Their committees, they kind of pick the sports they want that are going to be in that city for the Olympics. So in LA, we're going to have baseball, we're going to have squash,
lacrosse,
and also flag football, gentlemen. And the NFL released a kind of a hype video about that, and it featured Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, which offended the current, I guess, big man in flag football, the quarterback, a gentleman by the name of Daryl Hoosh Doucette.
The Hoosh. Don't mess with Hoosh.
Doucette, a 35-year-old New Orleans native who never played any college football. Okay. His basis for, I guess, his football, flag football career is all intramural work.
And so is Hoosh kind of like Uncle Rico? He's going to go back in time, win state, and throw the football over those mountains.
Through the mountains right there, yeah. Well, Hoosh hopped on TMZ, and he says the idea that the NFL player is just going to hop on here and take spots from these guys because – it's expected, I think, there's going to be some NFL players that participate in flag football.
Yeah, they want to play.
The idea that that's going to happen is kind of unfair. Also, he took a shot at Patrick Mahomes.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
I know he's
right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, it is his sport, Carl. It would be, like a woman who plays softball commenting, oh, never mind.
Oh, wow. You went there. I love his confidence, but he's crazy. I mean, seriously, if the best quarterback in the world wants to play flag football,
they're going
to
let him.
He's still going to be the best quarterback in the world.
And you're not going to get Patrick Mahomes' flags off his hip. Newsflash. What's this guy's name again?
Daryl Doucette. Hoosh. That's Hoosh. His name. Hoosh.
Yeah, Hoosh. You know what?
Doucette.
Hoosh.
I love, and you know what?
I'm going to pick Alabama.
He's got that prototypical Louisiana sound.
At the end of the day, I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
End of the day.
The IQ is just football without getting tackled.
Like
Patrick Mahomes passes. Is still,
you know what? Patrick plays with 7-on-7.
Man, they're all delusional. They're all delusional down in that state.
Right.
Flag football is nothing but what? Like 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. Like it's 7-on-7 drills, basically, right?
It is. It's
And Patrick does that every day in practice.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, this is – it's insulting. It's hilarious at the same time. What's the guy's name again? Douche?
Hoosh.
Hoosh.
That's something completely different.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I got it right.
I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Well, actually, as they say in French, hey, hoosh, fermez la bouche. That means shut up.
So yeah, dude. Whoosh! I'm maybe saying it out too.
See, I didn't. I'm trying to get her. You just said it.
Whoosh! That's whoosh.
Whoosh is putting in and
should be the other word, but it's whoosh.
I am the Patrick Mahomes of flag football.
He was a starting quarterback for the World Championship flag football team that the United States won a couple years ago.
Okay,
there you go.
I mean, he's got the credentials in the flag football world.
They can never take that away from him.
He can sling, is what
you
say.
You betcha.
Yeah.
He's elusive.
But Patrick Mahomes doesn't have the flag football IQ that he has.
That's what he said.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Uh-huh. Right, how bold of you to say I'm better than Patrick Mahomes at anything football related.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's New Orleans. They're all crazy down there.
They are.
There you go. Moving right along here. I kind of accidentally played this clip, but I'm playing for you guys here now. Steve Spurrier.
Hoosh?
No, not Hoosh. Not this is not Hoosh, but it's Hoosh.
Oh, okay.
Hoosh.
Steve Spurrier was asked some penetrating questions about this year's college football landscape.
Yes, he was. Absolutely, he was. In typical Steve Spurrier fashion, he had no idea what he was talking about.
I'm going to pick Alabama to win the SEC.
Really?
Yeah. I like Jalen DeBoer, and I think their players and their team will say, we don't need our coach to win. We're good enough to win by ourselves. And this guy's a hell of a coach, Jalen DeBoer. And I think they've got a schedule they can work with. But that'd be a huge game. I think they do play Texas early. Is that correct?
They don't.
No, they don't play.
Okay.
Not on the schedule.
But obviously, they're Georgia, Texas, and Alabama are the top three. And I just think maybe Alabama will be the team to do it this year. And I'm going to pick the Gators to finish somewhere around fifth or sixth, win between 8 and 10 games, maybe 9, something like that.
Wow.
I think we have a lot of good players, and if we can beat Miami the first game and develop some confidence that we are good enough to win, and now let's go do it.
Got to love the old ball coach, Carl. Again, Florida, he's got them 4 to 5 wins over anything Vegas has as far as an over-under. As Oren mentioned, they don't play Texas. And you could also argue, Carl, that Steve Spurrier put about as much time into that interview as he did coaching South Carolina in his last year there.
Oh, I was just waiting for him to go, are we done so I can go tee off? I mean, really? You're getting all the names wrong. You don't know who's playing whom. It's one of those things like, why did you even stop and do the interview? Now, listen, can he
coach? I love Steve, but
I do too.
Right.
Can he coach? Was he great for Florida and all those years? Yes, he was. But, Mike, he's at a point like all of these older coaches where it's like you ask them a question and you get this, you know, this weird thing where it's like, well, I really don't pay attention these days.
I like Jalen DeBoer.
Who? No. That's not the Coach DeBoer.
I mean, like, if Florida wins 9
and Jalen Milroe, yeah, that's
I like
the quarterback.
DeBoer.
I mean, if Florida wins 9 to 10 games, that I mean, Napier's a coach of the year. There's nobody's got them winning more than 5.
Build a statue next to Tebow's down there if that happens.
Right on.
All right. We had some fun with this earlier in the week, guys. The infamous, now infamous, Kirk Cousins football playlist that has been circulating all over social media, went viral. He hopped on with old Rich Eisen and explained how the whole playlist thing happened and how it was kind of unexpected to him that his songs were even played that day.
I'm glad you brought this up. So back when, there's the playlist. So back when I signed, they sent a message out on the team app that said, if you want to suggest songs for practice, send them here. So I went back to the, the drawing board, and I submitted back in April, 100 plus songs probably. And I just, was hoping to kind of balance out, the other genres that we're going to get. So was just kind of trying to create some variety. And then usually the music played at practice would be my first choice, most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of ask for, sprinkling in some of my selections. And yesterday it was just one after another. I kept saying, man, I used to listen to this song in seventh grade, or I used to listen to this in eighth grade, or I like this song. We got like 4 in a row. That's like 4 more than we ever get. And so at the end of practice, I went over to our DJ, who's a coach's assistant, Madison. I said, hey, Madison, I got to give you an attaboy. That was quite the playlist today. And she said, well, it was your birthday. I had to play all your songs.
So that's how you got it.
That's how he got it. The fact that it was his birthday is when he got the songs. But the idea that he submitted 100, and those out of the 100, those are the ones that they picked for the playlist yesterday.
See, he takes that stuff seriously. See, they sent an email, and he put the work in.
Well, you know what? I get the sense he is a guy that pays attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you are as good as he's been in his career and the places he's been, Mike, if you're not. So I think that's part of it.
I like Jalen DeBoer.
Okay, no, you're not paying attention, okay? That's not paying attention to detail. I think Cousins, you're right, takes these things seriously. And by the way, how many songs would you send if we got that email? I might send 10.
Yeah, maybe 10. Yeah, you're right.
He sent 100?
And it's thorough.
Wow.
He asked for the assignment. He goes above and beyond and gives you more than what you probably needed.
Y'all better know the playbook. That's all I'm going to tell you guys.
Ultimate suburban party mix.
<Yeah. laughs>
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Mm. Right on, Hoosh.
It's so funny.
It's so bold to say that.
Oh, it is. It is.
You don't understand the nuances that makes flag football so different from the NFL game.
Like what? That you can't tackle?
You don't get tackled, then you have flags on your hip.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope this guy gets a shot.
The more I hear that stuff, and I know that, we got a long way to go, and I got to be honest, our boy Steve Weiss was a little lukewarm on us when we talked about the Falcons. He said a lot of things have to go our way. But if we could ever find a way to be down there and win the NFC and play in a Super Bowl in New Orleans,
it'd be the best.
Just think of how freaked out those guys would be. The way we would have been freaked out had they come to play the Patriots.
Which is why that no call was so big. It was so big. Great job, Big O. Yeah, man, no man. Brought to you by Hey Man L. Go get some, guys, whether it's at Publix all across the state or at your local package store. Total Wine, Bullocks, all the big guys have it as well.
And if not, just tell them to get it.
Hey Man L or the Hey Man L Watermelon Lime. All right, coming up, Kirby gets one heck of a compliment. We'll tell you about it next.
I like Jalen DeBoer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.